Good afternoon. Excited to be back for another week of work. Looking forward to preparing for Atlanta.
Kind of have been working for this moment for quite a while, but does it seem in some respects that it came awfully quickly? I mean, 1 week you're the backup, and now you're the starting quarterback.
Yes, it came very fast. But you know, Coach Turner, he's been telling me, you know, it can happen within the blink of an eye. So for me, I always had my antennas up, and I was always alert and tried to prepare myself to be ready for when that time come.
Where do you think you've improved the most since training camp started, maybe? Where do you think you've improved the most since training camp started?
Well, I think I've improved in just being quicker in my decision making and also just knowing the offense more. I've been able to sit behind Matt and learn and just pick his brain while he was starting. So I'm just going to continue to just use the advice that Matt has given me and try to be even better.
How much of an extra challenge is it heading into your first start with that key offensive players, Peterson, Rudolph, and Fusco?
That's a challenge when you're talking about, you know, some great football players. But I feel that we have a group of guys in the locker room who are pretty talented also. And for me, it's not all about me. I don't have to do it by myself. So there are 10 other guys out on the field with me. So those guys, you know, we're expecting those guys to play well for us. And we're just excited to get back out there Sunday.
Does it feel different, Teddy, this week, just preparing, knowing you are going to be starting on Sunday as opposed to before when you're preparing, not knowing for sure if you're going to play or not?
It feels different physically because now I'm able to take more reps in practice. Prior to being named a starter, it was all mental reps. So for now, you know, it's all a physical thing now, being able to take care of my body and knowing what it feels like to go throughout a week of practice.
Teddy, you played against Blake Bortles and you went through the pre-draft process with him. How well do you know him and have you talked to him at all this week?
I know Blake pretty well. I was able to meet him throughout the pre-draft process, but you know, I haven't talked to him yet. I'm probably going to try to reach out to him, but he's pretty busy also, I'm sure, getting ready for his first start, and I wish him nothing but the best.
What's it like having this in week four as opposed to week one and having that three-week window where you're a backup and you're really not getting those first-team reps?
I think there's an advantage because I know what to expect. You know, whether it's game planning, a week of game planning, or a week of practice. Like I said, I've been able to sit back and watch Matt and see how he approaches each game. Not only Matt, but the other guys in the locker room also, see how they approach each week of practice and each game. So for me, it's somewhat of an advantage because I can know what it takes to, you know, prepare for a game and know what to expect.
Teddy, which play on Sunday were you maybe most happy with that kind of told you that, you know, I can do this, I can do it at a high level?
There were a couple plays throughout the game where we did some things good on offense, and you know, there are some areas to still improve on. So, you know, I was just happy that, you know, the guys continued to just play hard throughout the game. You know, each guy played for one another, and, you know, that just says a lot about this team that, you know, we still have faith in each other, we're still going to believe in each other, and still going to rely on the next man to get the job done. So, unfortunately, we didn't get the win, but you know, I feel that it was great to just see all the guys play for each other.
That third and six in the red zone, your ability to hit that hole as quickly as you did, do you think that can help you as a rookie because teams would be more reluctant to blitz you because if they come this way, you're going that way?
That's a good question, and I think so. I think it's an advantage to my skill set, being able to just, you know, keep plays alive, and if something isn't there, I can tuck the ball and run. But like I said, I won't have to do it by myself. I have other guys out there on the field with me. But it is an advantage to me to be able to just use my legs when something isn't there.
You looked like you were the snap kind of caught you off guard. Was it snapped a little early?
Yeah, it just caught me off guard. I was still probably at the line trying to communicate a call with the offensive line, and the ball was snapped. But, you know, I was just able to react and try to make a play.
And it's a designated hole, right? I mean, the read is just – it's not really a read. It's just – take it and pause or anything, or just go?
Just catch it and go.
For family-wise and close friends for your first start, and how many more are coming than if you weren't starting?
Well, I had a list of six people. My girlfriend's going to be there, my mom, my girlfriend's mother, and my agent and advisor. So they were already coming prior to me being named a starter for this week. And it was just I have a huge support system, and they were just coming to support me.
Six, now
the number hasn't changed. You know, the same six are going to be there Sunday, rooting and cheering for the Vikings.
Any particular play on Sunday you wish you had back or one that sticks out from your learning process?
Every week you're going to have those plays that you wish you can have back. And there were a couple plays down in the red zone and a couple of the easy throws that I missed to the running backs out of the backfield. You know, you have to take advantage of the easy completions and, you know, the one throw in the red zone, which could have eventually ended up as a touchdown. But, you know, it's the game of football. You learn from it and you try to correct that mistake and not let it happen again.
You allowed yourself a moment. I mean, this is what you've dreamt of since you picked up a football, whenever that was, whatever age you were.
I've given myself a moment. Actually, I gave myself a moment Monday morning, and I woke up. I just told myself, hey, your dream is finally here. It's coming true. But it's not the way that I wanted it to happen. But, you know, I'm still just going to have to take advantage of this opportunity. And it's one thing to be named the guy, but, you know, for me, I want to continue to just be the guy for a long time.
Hey, those little touch throws you were talking about to the running backs, is that one of the tougher ones to make when you're just coming in cold? Or, you know, what was the problem with those?
It's not tough at all trying to make that throw when you're coming in off the bench. For me, it was more of a footwork issue. You know, I kind of bailed out on the throws. I could have sat in the pocket and just put the ball right on the running back and made it easier for the running back to catch the ball and make a play after the catch.
Was that one of the more frustrating things that you had to deal with on Sunday? Was, you know, because I think it was like back-to-back throws, one to each side, where it was just, you know, maybe you get four on one and four on the other. You know, they're kind of simple throws. Was that one that kind of stuck with you?
Oh, yes. I would agree with that. You know, like I said, you have to take those easy throws, take advantage of them. And, you know, when that opportunity presents itself, just take advantage of it and make the best of it. And I didn't do that on those back-to-back throws, and it hurt us.
Teddy, how much freedom are you being given to change calls at the line, adjust protections, and that sort of thing?
The game plan and offense hasn't changed. You know, Coach Turner, he's still going to throw the load at me, and, you know, that's what's expected of a quarterback in this offense, to be able to, you know, be coachable and, you know, take great coaching and understand the game plan in and out, and then get the offense in and out of the right place.
How much adjusting and protection will you be responsible for?
I'll be responsible for a majority of the adjusting protection. But we also have a veteran center, and Sully. And he's been doing a great job of just helping me. If I miss a call, he'll whisper back or he'll yell back, hey, you want to do something with protection or you want to get us out of that play? So like I said, it's a team effort, and each and every one of the guys in the locker room have been helping me.
Responsibilities that you had at Louisville? I mean, just directing everything out there.
At Louisville, I had the same responsibilities, and you know, I was in charge of protections, signaling hot routes, or just the run game, checking in out of the right play. So, you know, it hasn't changed much. The volume is more, but, you know, the responsibility hasn't changed much.
Hey, this past Sunday, any words of wisdom from Drew Brees after the game?
You know, it was just great being able to see Drew again. I was able to meet him during the Super Bowl events, and he just told me, hey, you know, you look good out there. If you need any advice, you need someone to talk to throughout the rest of the season, he's here for me. So, you know, it's great to have someone like that in your corner, and you know, if I have any questions or if I need any help, I won't hesitate to reach out to him.
Is there a comfort zone in being a starting quarterback, or is there such a thing?
I don't know if there's such a thing, because this is only my first game starting in the National Football League, so I don't know how much of a comfort zone I could get in. But as far as there is a such thing as, you know, just being comfortable in the offense because of the guys and the coaching staff that you have. So for me, I'm very comfortable because of the playmakers that I have around me, the offensive line that's in front of me, and the great coaching staff that we have.
Teddy, Atlanta's defense is probably thinking, hey, we're facing a rookie quarterback. Let's throw a lot at him. Let's give him a lot of different looks. How do you feel prepared? Do you feel prepared for that? What do you expect to see on Sunday?
I think I'll be pretty prepared for it. You know, we have a great coaching staff here, and they do a great job of just, you know, coming up with the game plans that fits our skill sets, and that's great for our team identity. So for me, I won't have to do it all. Like I said, I have 10 other guys on the field that I can lean on and that I can count on. So for me, it's just going to be about taking advantage of every opportunity that presents itself, hitting the open throws, just making the game, letting the game come to me.
Change on the fly now without Adrian?
It's somewhat changed, but, you know, it's all about, you know, just taking advantage of what we have. You know, Coach Zimmer, he always says that, you know, as long as we can outwork and outplay our opponents, then it's not about the talent. So for us, the focus is just believing in ourselves and trying to outplay and outwork the Atlanta Falcons.
Receivers treating you any better, coming up to you with gifts or anything to look their way?
You know you're going to get that out of the wide receivers, but this group of guys that we have, no, they're selfless guys, and, you know, guys who just care about winning football games. And, you know, it's going to be important for us to get the win Sunday against Atlanta. going into this game. It's great to be back home. So those guys are just, you know, bought into, you know, what's going on right now. And there's not one guy who's coming up to me and telling me, hey, you know, I'm going to be open on this play or that play. So those guys, like I said, selfless guys and all about the team.
Do you have the ability, considering everything this franchise has been through over the past few weeks, particularly with Adrian, how much of it all do you feel the pressure to be the new face of the franchise coming home here?
Like I said, it's no pressure on me, and it's not all about me. It takes a team effort to win football games, and, you know, we have 11 guys on defense. We're going to, you know, play their tails off. We have 11 guys in special teams and 10 other guys on the offensive side of the ball that are going to be out there competing for one another. So it's no pressure for me, you know, to have to feel the knees or anything. You know, we have great playmakers on this offense. We have great guys on the defense. So it's just all about the team.
Norv, have you in his office to sort of, you know, what plays do you like and get advice from you on what you're comfortable with?
Not yet. You know, those meetings take place towards the end of the week. And, you know, throughout the week we run plays, and, you know, that's where you get a feel for, you know, what's going to fit my skill set, what's going to help the offense, you know, the good plays that we have, the plays that we look good running. So those meetings, though, are going to take place later in the week.
Hey, how does this offense score more touchdowns?
For one, we just have to, you know, finish the drives in the red zone. And we have to get touchdowns instead of field goals. But, you know, just going to take a team effort, whether it's in the passing game or in the run game, with the wide receivers finishing on blocks, or, you know, just the running backs doing a great job in the passing game also, whether it's protection or getting out late, being a late check down for the quarterback. So, for us, it's just going to be taking advantage of the opportunity when it presents itself, or the looks that we get on Sunday, and trying to make the best of it.